President Obama wants to increase the number of refugees the United States takes in by about 23% during the next fiscal year. That starts October 1st. And that means there's a need for more communities throughout the country where refugees can resettle. As Barbara Brozier reports, Bloomington will be one of them.
Yasmin Fashier spends a lot of her time on the campus of Indiana University. She's a sophomore in the School of Global and International Studies, but it's not just her choice of college that landed her in Indiana.
I was born in Darfur, Sudan. I was there until I was at 3 years old.
Fashier's family came to the United States in the late 90s, fleeing terror and heartache. Her father was about to be prosecuted, so they had no choice but to leave.
The genocide in Darfur basically is when the Janjaweed paired up, which is a militia group in Darfur, paired up with the government to massacre Darfurians. Over 3,000 were killed, millions were displaced, and one of the families that were displaced were my own.
Fashier's family eventually ended up in Indianapolis, where they live now. And while they've adjusted to their life in America, it hasn't been easy.
Shortly after 9/11 is when I started to actually remember things, and I kept remembering, one of the most vivid memories is when my mom and I were driving and someone yelled at us to go back to Iran, and I was like, we're African.
The United Nations estimates there are about 21.3 million refugees worldwide. During a United Nations summit on refugees earlier this month, President Obama said the United States needs to do more to help people like Fashier, who are fleeing dangerous conflicts.
It's a test of our international system, where all nations ought to share in our collective responsibilities, because the vast majority of refugees are hosted by just 10 countries who are bearing a very heavy burden.
To help handle an increase in the number of refugees the United States accepts during this next fiscal year, the State Department is looking for more communities to send families to. Executive Director of Exodus Refugee Immigration, Cole Varga, says Bloomington will be one of them.
We'll expect to resettle about 60 refugees, roughly starting late winter, early spring of 2017.
Indianapolis-based Exodus Refugee Immigration submitted the request to the State Department earlier this year. It's in the middle of a lawsuit challenging Governor Mike Pence's decision to ban Syrian refugees from coming to the state. But that hasn't stopped the organization from doing so. Over the past 2 years, Exodus has helped about 140 Syrian refugees come to Indiana. Varga says Bloomington is an ideal resettlement site because of the large academic and international community, as well as the strong public transportation system. A group of Bloomington leaders recently formed the Bloomington Refugee Support Network to help Exodus with the transition. Earlier this month, about 100 people gathered at the Monroe County Public Library to brainstorm ways the community can help refugees with needs like housing, education, and employment. But not everyone at the meeting was in favor of welcoming refugees to Bloomington. A small but vocal group of people asked questions about how Syrian refugees are screened and whether they'll follow U.S. laws. Robert Hall is the leader of Bloomington's grassroots conservative group.
Safety is a concern. If some of the refugees come over here and they have low skills, they will go on welfare and the public will, taxpayer money will be spent on them.
Elizabeth Dunn is an associate professor of international studies at Indiana University and a founding member of the Bloomington Refugee Support Network. She says refugees undergo a more extensive screening process than anyone else coming into the country.
The first screening process happens with the United Nations High Commission for Refugees. And UNHCR will interview them multiple times, cross-check them with their databases, check them with other people's stories, collect biometric data, run that against databases.
And that's just a small portion of the screening process. Dunn says as a resettlement community, Bloomington won't have any financial responsibilities for the refugees. The federal government provides each refugee with money to help cover living expenses during their first few months in the country. The local community will serve more as a support system for the new residents.
What we're trying to be is really their first neighbors, their first friends when they arrive. It's really hard to move to a new country, and I think you need the kind of help and support just to learn the ropes of a new place.
Fashier says she thinks Bloomington is the best place in Indiana for Syrian and Congolese refugees to end up. But she wants the community to remember, no matter where the families come from, they are their equals. For WFIU News, I'm Barbara Brozier.